Anyway, this is an interesting story. It's about squirrels and how they fake it with their nuts. Michael Steele, he's at Wilkes University, decided with his colleagues to study how grey squirrels behave when they're sequestering food. And everyone knows that squirrels take food and they put tasty morsels underground, and the idea being that they've got a little cache for the winter. And what they decided to do was to see whether, when the squirrel knew it was being watched, it would behave differently. So they first of all just started watching the squirrels, and they logged with binoculars from a distance where the squirrels put their food, and then they went later and checked which of the holes actually had food in it. It turned out the squirrels were faking it about 10 to 20% of the time. The next study they did, they let the squirrels see them digging up and stealing their food. And in response to this food thieving behaviour, the squirrels responded by several different behaviours. One, they ate more of the food straight away rather than hiding it at all. Two, they put the food in much harder to find places, such as in holes under trees and stuff like that. But three, and most importantly, they started faking it much more often, in fact, twice as often. 40% of the time in one case, the squirrel was digging holes and making it look like it had buried food when in fact it hadn't. And why the researchers say this is important is it makes squirrels very similar to another species, the scrub jay. These types of birds also hide food. They watch what other birds are doing when they're hiding their food, and if they're being watched by another bird, they sneak back, dig the food up and move it later. So it looks like the squirrels, like the scrub jays, may have what we call a theory of mind, the ability to predict the intention on the behalf of another to steal. And needs confirming, but still very interesting. It just goes to show that squirrels are just as manipulative as us in some respects.
Yeah, clever little creatures.